It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We learn about the debt owed by local governments between 2000 and 2020 and how record debt affects our cities and towns, villages. Join our conversation about borrowing and call with your questions about local debt, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Jason Stein is here, Research Director of the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Jason, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
So the Forum's new report shows that cities, towns, and villages across Wisconsin are facing record levels of debt. Give us a sense of the magnitude first, and I mean, put a number on it.
Well, so if you look at all city and county governments in Wisconsin, you know, cities, villages, and towns, you see in 2020, at the close of the year, more than $11 billion in debt, which was a pretty substantial increase over the prior year. And that was the most we've seen in records going back 20 years, even after you adjust for inflation.
Why are local governments taking on more debt, especially now?
Sure. I think it's a variety of reasons. I mean, at the time, the data is always two years old on this topic. But at that time, interest rates were very low. You have seen as well, I think, a need to replace infrastructure at the local level, you know, to do other capital projects like IT projects. And then, you know, there are some of the financial challenges that local governments have had over the past 10 years in Wisconsin, as well as the fact that, and we can talk about it, it's a little bit complicated, but there's a real incentive in state law in some ways for local governments to do certain things with debt these days that they might have done using cash in the past.
Doing certain things with debt, you mean in terms of providing services that they would have in the past relied on taxpayer dollars? What do you mean by that?
Sure. So the first thing to understand is that in Wisconsin, local governments have something called levy limits on their property taxes. And those limits basically say that you can't raise your property taxes that you use for your day-to-day operating budget by more than the percentage of net new construction in your community. And, you know, like last year, that average percentage across the state was 1.7%, which is, you know, well below the rate of inflation. So, but if you borrow money, you can raise property taxes as a local government by as much as you need to make your debt payments. So if there's something that in the past, let's say, buying police cars or, you know, putting trees in the right of way between the sidewalk and the street, you might use as a local government, as a mayor, a city council, you might use debt to do those things now, where once you would have done them in cash because you know that you can increase your property tax under state law to make that debt payment. So it's a kind of incentive to go the route of debt rather than cash.
Did the level of borrowing that you saw over the decades surprise you at all?
I mean, that's a good question. You know, to some degree, we've been tracking this in various ways. So, I mean, to some degree, we thought that it would be the case that debt had gone up so much. And that's why we did the work of running the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think one thing that is interesting that we had not seen previously is just in the last 5 years, you see towns, which are the smallest units of government in Wisconsin, and they traditionally borrow money or they use much less debt per capita than like a large city would. But you are seeing now towns over the past 5 years, even though they still don't carry a lot of debt in an absolute sense, their debt is growing more quickly than all other units of local government. So that is one thing that's a little bit of a new trend.
In the midst of this debt, there is interest rates. And it reminds me that yesterday we talked with DOA Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld, Department of Administration, and said that Wisconsin was able to refinance a lot of its debt during, you know, the historically low interest rates, no more, but, you know, saving hundreds of millions of dollars. Have local governments done the same with their debt? Have they refinanced?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, interest rates were very low, especially during the pandemic. And local and state governments did take advantage of that. For instance, I know the city of Milwaukee issued a note of more than $100 million that it kind of uses to ensure that it has strong cash flow. Normally, it would do that. It would kind of issue a note like that every year, and it would sort of be subject to whatever the interest rate was that year. Milwaukee actually went out and did a 10-year note, I think in 2020, and so they were able to lock in very low interest rates. So that now, as the interest rates are rising, they are sort of protected from that. So there's definitely been cases over the past few years where local governments have used debt in smart ways. One of the challenges going forward is with interest rates rising, they don't have the same opportunity to do that that they did 2 years ago. So that is one of the reasons to watch this issue going forward.
Which might also make the case that not all debt is bad. And if you could flesh that out a bit as well.
Right, absolutely. So, I mean, I think if you think about it just in the context of a family, if a family uses debt to buy a home or they use debt to put their son or daughter through college, I mean, those can be very good investments that are only possible because of borrowing. And it's the same for a local government. I mean, if they use debt to replace a bridge that is absolutely critical to, residents of the community being able to, get to work and other activities, that's crucial for their little local economy to have that bridge functioning and safe. So, yeah, there's all kinds of very valid and rewarding things that you can do with that. At the same time, local governments have to pay it off. And so, the more money at the local level that goes to making debt payments, at least as a political sense, there may be a reluctance on the part of local leaders to raise taxes to do other things like police or fire or libraries or streets. So, on the one hand, there can be really great benefits to borrowing. On the other hand, there is a cost, and the cost has got to be factored in.
Talking about debt owed by local governments in Wisconsin, Jason Stein with us, Research Director of the Wisconsin Policy Forum. You can join in on local debt, local government debt, what you see in your community, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. There's a line in your report, Wisconsin's tax burden hit its lowest level in 2 decades in 2020. Can you help us understand this rising level of debt and yet tax burden at its lowest level?
Sure. Well, I mean, that gets back to a number of things that have been done at the state level. More than anything, the state has put pretty substantial limits on local property taxes, both schools and for, municipalities and counties. And those, key part of those are the levy limits that I mentioned earlier. So, if you look at our overall property tax burden in Wisconsin, it has really fallen substantially. It's still pretty high for homeowners compared to other states, but that has to do with the fact that, we have fewer tax breaks or tax benefits that go to homeowners in Wisconsin than in many other states. But if you just look at the overall taxes paid, property taxes paid by homes and businesses, that burden has been falling, and our tax burden has been falling overall in Wisconsin. But again, to some degree, if a local government is having trouble financing things, out of their regular operating budget using cash, that can actually might be an incentive to issue more debt rather than less. So those two things, aren't necessarily in contradiction with one another to say that the tax burden is low, but the debt load is high.
And meanwhile, Wisconsin property values rose more than 13% in 2022. That's a record-setting number. How much do these communities, cities, and villages rely on rising property values to address the debt?
Sure, I'm glad you bring that up, Kate. That's an important thing. it definitely makes it easier for local governments to finance debt if property values are rising, because in Wisconsin the main local tax is the property tax. And so you can have a community like Madison that has, on a per capita basis, pretty high debt levels, but because Madison has very high property values, the debt as a share of overall property value in the city, or sort of the city's ability to pay, remains pretty manageable. And so, when you see that big statewide increase in property values that has just happened, that is definitely something that makes the debt load a little bit easier to carry at the local level. The flip side is that now, as interest rates are rising, we're seeing a big slowdown in the real estate market. So you may not see going forward, you may not see that same level of growth. In fact, you probably won't.
Let's bring on a call now, Jeff in Delafield. Jeff, hi. What would you like to raise?
Yes, good morning. My concern is, first of all, as a taxpayer, I'm certainly appreciative of revenue limits and caps and all those sorts of things, and I'm certainly leery of debt. But what I see are municipalities relying on development, which is really their only other alternative, but that has its own problems in that, it's changing the complexion of our smaller towns, increased traffic, noise, pollution, everything that goes along with it, environmental issues, runoff, and so forth. But I don't know what the answer is, but I don't like to see all this rampant development that seems to be the go-to tool for many municipalities in the light of the issues that you're talking about. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Changing the look and feel of these communities through the new construction, the industrial parks, the strip malls, the new apartments, and things like that. What do you make of that push-pull, Jason?
Well, at the local level, to increase their budget, there's at least to increase their property tax, there's really only two things that local governments are allowed to do under state law. One is to green light development, like new homes or businesses or apartment buildings, or B, to go to referendum and ask voters to allow them to raise the property taxes. There are some limited exceptions in state law, like the debt exemption that I mentioned, but there really are not many. So those are the two main things. So I think it's going to make it hard for local governments to turn down development. I mean, that said, in the state, we do not have enough housing to meet, in many communities to meet workforce needs. So, to some degree, having an incentive for housing at least to be approved can be a good thing when you think about, the housing challenges that many communities have.
Wisconsin Policy Forum Research Director Jason Stein with us to explore the growing debts of local governments in our state, what the trend could mean for our finances. Join in with your questions about municipal debt, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A recent report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows Wisconsin's cities, towns, and villages are facing record levels of debt over two decades. And we dig into the report with Jason Stein, who is the research director at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Be part of this with your questions about municipal debt, what you see in your area, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. And Jason Stein stays with us. Jason, let's talk more about services. How could larger debt loads affect local government services like police and firefighters, parks and libraries?
Sure. I mean, at least that as a practical matter, there's a limit to how much property taxes a local mayor and city council are going to levy, both politically and practically. And so when you think about that, their budget is not unlimited. At a certain point, the community is going to want that budget to stop growing. And so, the bigger portion of that budget that goes to paying off past debt, then the less is going to be available for present day services. And, you know, those are going to, again, be things like public safety, which is almost entirely done at the local level in Wisconsin, local streets, libraries, all those types of local services. You know, they need annual funding. They need, you know, operating funding. And if you're making payments on debt from the past, then you don't have that money available for that.
How can municipal leaders reduce the debt load or stop expanding debt?
I mean, it's a great question. It's not easy. I mean, again, to some degree, debt is not good or bad. It's just a tool, and it really matters more what the tool is used for. So I think maybe the first thing to think about is, you know, in a community, it's not even necessarily how much debt is being issued, but what is it being issued for, mm-hmm. and what is the return? So in other words, you know, if a community needs to issue debt to have safe drinking water, there's really no getting around that, right? I mean, they have to have safe drinking water, so they're going to have to issue, you know, the debt that they need to do to achieve that. But at the same time, there may be other things that they use debt for, whether it's, you know, replacing, you know, or expanding a library or something like that, that may be, you know, it may not be a must do. And then the community can have a discussion about, is this the right time? Is this the right level? You know, could we achieve our goals by doing something smaller? I mean, I think those are the discussions that are most productive for local community leaders to have.
I wonder if you can name names here. I mean, are there communities, debt practices, anyone that stands out as unusual or noteworthy compared to other municipalities across the state?
Well, I'll mention the case of Milwaukee because I think it's a good way of thinking about debt. Milwaukee has had a pretty substantial increase in debt over the past 5-10 years. And in Milwaukee, that is particularly troublesome or challenging because the city also has really substantial unfunded pension liabilities and liabilities for retiree healthcare for retired city workers. And so, you know, you can't also look at the debt in isolation. Mm-hmm. It's what other liabilities does a community have? I mentioned Madison earlier has a pretty high debt load per capita, but it has high property values and it doesn't have a lot of other unfunded liabilities like pension or retiree healthcare debt. So the city of Madison is in a better position to manage the debt that it does have than, say, the city of Milwaukee, which has lower per capita debt levels than Madison, but has some of those other challenges.
And meanwhile, Milwaukee County is still pushing the legislature to, you know, get through a 1% sales tax. You know, that's something that they've really tried to get the legislature to move on. You know, if that would go through, what could that mean for that county and others needing to raise revenue?
So, you know, anything that a community did to either raise revenue or to lower spending on other items is going to make it easier to pay off their debt.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, any other spending cuts or revenue increases that a city like Milwaukee would do, you know, including raising the sales tax, would give it more revenue every year to be able to do all its needs, including pay off its debt. So that is certainly something that could help them manage their debt.
Jason Stein, Research Director of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, as we look at the debt loads of local governments, what it means in communities around Wisconsin, join in 800-642-1234. I mean, Jason, we've gone all the way through this conversation. We haven't even mentioned shared revenue, and we've heard from so many municipalities that shared revenue from the state hasn't kept up with the costs and limits on raising property taxes. So, you know, as Wisconsin has this massive general fund balance, what is the future of that discussion around shared revenue?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you asked about that. So the state government is absolutely, in terms of its budget, sitting in a really remarkable place today that is unlike anything that I think we've really seen at least in 20 years, if not a generation. One of the reasons that the state is in this position is it's been very tight about how much money it spends on local governments. So, you know, shared revenue, which is the main form of state aid to local governments in Wisconsin, has been really flat over the past 10 years. There's been some increase in funding for roads from the state to local governments, but shared revenue is really not kept up with inflation. So the state has an opportunity to sort of catch local governments up, at least to some extent, on those payments. And if that were to happen, that would certainly be something else, another tool that local governments could draw on, or resource they could draw on to make their debt payments.
One last thing I want to run by you. The amount of one-time federal aid that we've seen in the pandemic, communities receiving, how could this federal aid, this one-time money, affect borrowing habits or repayment plans?
Well, a lot of, because it is one-time money, yep, a lot of local governments did use it for one-time expenses like capital projects. And so to some degree, it should have offset at least some debt at the local level. There's a federal infrastructure law that was signed by President Biden and approved by Congress that is going to provide more funding for infrastructure at the local level. You know, that may also offset some local borrowing. So, you know, some of that federal assistance in recent years, and we don't yet have the data for all this because there's a lag on the getting the data at the state level, but that may help as well local governments to get this problem under control.
Jason, thank you for joining us.
Okay, great questions. Thanks very much for having me.
Jason Stein is research director at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. We have a link to its report called Local Debt on the Rise. It's at wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.